Today we're going to be learning Daf Vav Amud Aleph of Masechta Sota. We're holding on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We are at the Mishnah already on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. So the previous Mishnah explained that an Eishes Kohen, whose husband was Makani her, and then she had Stira, is not allowed to eat Truma until she drinks the Mayim Hamarim. So this Mishnah is going to explain that there are five women that will always remain usher to eat Truma. Ve'elu Asuros Milechel B'Truma. The following people will always be usher to eat Truma, and they are Ha'omeres Tameh Anilucha, a woman who says to her husband that I have cheated on you, that I am Tameh to you. She admits to it, so she's made herself usher to her husband. V'shabahu Edim Shehi Tameh, or if witnesses came and verified that she is Tameh, that she has cheated on her husband, so she also is going to be usher to eat Truma. V'omeres Eini Shosa, or a woman who says, I don't want to drink the Meh Hamarim, I'm not going to drink the Meh Sota. V'shabayla Eino Rotza Lashkosa, or if the husband is not interested in making her drink the Meh Hamarim, she's going to be usher to eat Truma. And also a woman who on their way to the Beis HaMikdash, in order for her to drink the Meisota, slept with her husband on the way. So the halach is that the Mayim is not bodek a woman when they have done that after she had already become Aser. So since in those situations there's no way to verify that she is in fact Tahora, that she's in fact innocent, so she's always going to be Aser to eat Truma. So Amar of Amram, Ha Milsa Amar Lan Rav Sheshes, this is something Rav Sheshes told us, and he brought a raya from our Mishnah. So here's what he said. Sota sheyesh la edim, if there are witnesses that saw that this woman was mezane with this guy that the husband was suspicious of, even b'medina siyam, even if the edim are somewhere far away and we don't know about them, eina mayim botkenosa, as long as edim exist on this planet who are aware that she was mezana with this person, then the mayim is not going to be bodek. The woman, the meisota is not going to work. My taima, how do I know that the mayim is not going to be bodek? The woman, when there are edim anywhere on the planet, damakra v'nistera v'hinit ma'a v'eid ein ba. Pasuk says that she has stira and she's guilty, and eid ein ba. That's when she goes to the kohen for the meyamarim to be bodek. So if sheshes is medayik, the eid ein ba sounds like the leka diyadaba, that it has to be that there are no edim that know about it, as opposed to this woman where there are edim that know about it, we just don't have access to those edim. In such a case, the mayim will not be bodek the woman. And the raya to this chiddush of Rav Sheshes we learn from the Mishnah, because it says in our Mishnah that if edim come forward that she's tameya, she doesn't eat truma. So the asu edim emas, when are these edim showing up? If they're coming, these edim are showing up before she drinks the Meh Hamarim. So what's the great chiddush? Zonahi. That's the textbook definition of a zona. So it's pashut that she would not be able to eat truma, because she already we already said that a woman who says that she's tameyani is pasul to eat truma. Certainly, if edim say that she's tameya, she's pasul to eat truma. Ella lebaser deshasai. No, the Mishnah must be talking about that the edim showed up after she already drank the meisota. So the chiddush is that we don't say that these edim are liars, because look, she drank the meisota and nothing happened. Why didn't the meisota do anything to her? Because the meisota doesn't do anything if there are edim that exist anywhere in the world that are familiar with the fact that she was mezana. So main point over here, I guess the two main points. Number one, the Mishnah lists cases where she's not able to drink the meisota and therefore is always going to be asur to eat truma for husband's a kohen. And second main point, if Edim know that she was mezana, and Edim anywhere in the world know that she was mezana, the meisota will simply not work for her. So now the Gemara finishes the Raya of Rav Sheshes from our Mishnah. So if you say that the water is not going to be bodek her when there are Edim anywhere in the world, so we understand very well. I should have waited to say the main point until after these couple of lines. But if you say that the water will be bodek her even if there are Edim somewhere, so then Tigli Milsa Mafreya Desadi Shakra, Makrininu. Shouldn't this be a raya that these Edom are obviously a bunch of liars? Because if the water is going to be bodek, even when Edom exist, and she drank the water and nothing happened, the water was already bodek, and it has declared her to be innocent. So no, really, I could tell you that the water is bodek even when there are Edom. Why didn't this woman implode when she drank the water? If these Edom are telling the truth, the Edom are telling the truth. She didn't implode because she had some sort of zuchus that prevented her from imploding on the spot. And that's a thing that can actually happen. We're going to see later on, daf chaf, around there, that yesh zuchus tala for different amounts of times, that there are different zuchuyos that can help her out. So b'may kamifli, what's the chiddush of this machlokas? What is the basis of this machlokas between Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, whether the existence of Edom anywhere in the world is going to prevent the Mayim from being bodik, the woman? B'mis Navna de Rebbe, they argue about how the Rabbanon hold in what Rebbe said, that even sometimes zuchus of mitzvos, that the Sota does, is ma'akev the pronos, and she's not going to die right away, but still she'll immediately start to deteriorate. So yeah, she may not implode on the spot, but she'll deteriorate to the point that a year later, 2 years later, she'll die. Ditnan Rebbe Omer, Tola b'mayim amarim, zuchus Tola b'mayim amarim, rather, the zuchus of mitzvos ma'asim tovim that a Sota does will prevent the pranos that would normally result from the mayim amarim, but it doesn't completely push it away. Ve'ina yoledes, she's not going to be able to have any children anymore. Ve'ina mishpachas, she's not going to, her health is never going to improve. Elamis navnava olechas, she's going to continuously deteriorate. L'sof she mesa ba'osamisa, and ultimately she will implode just much more slowly. So Rav Sheshes aver bein the Rebbe bein the Rabbanon havia misnavna. Rav Sheshes holds that both Rebbe and the Rabbanon hold that that's going to happen, that she'll begin to deteriorate. So when the Mishnah said that Edom came and said that she's Tameya, where we have to say that that's talking about even if the Edom came after she drank the Meisota, if you see that her body did not start to deteriorate, that is L'chora Araya, that she was not Mezana. So if Edom came and said that she was Mezana, those Edom are obviously liars, because if they were telling the truth, we would have seen her body start to deteriorate. So why would we believe the Edom if these Edom are obviously liars? Why would we say that she's not allowed to eat truma? It must be that when there is such a rule that if Edom are aware of her being Mezana anywhere in the world, then the Mayim is not Bodek. And that's the reason that she didn't start to deteriorate. This Mayim is not going to be Bodek her. But Rav Yosef Savar, the Rebbe Avi Misnavna, the Rabbanon Lo Avi Misnavna. Rav Yosef holds that only Rebbe thinks that the body starts to deteriorate. The Rabbanon disagree and think that nothing happens to her at all when she has Ezuchus. So you can't prove from the fact that nothing happened to her when she drank the Mesota that these Edom are liars, and therefore they might be telling the truth, and the Mayim can be Bodek even when there are Edom, and still the Edom could be telling the truth even though nothing happened to her. So ask the Gemara of Sheshes. Must have seen me Barashi. Reb Shimon Omer Ein Zuchus Tola B'Mayim Amarim. Reb Shimon says no zuchus is going to prevent the onesh of the Mayim Amarim of drinking the Meisota. If she was guilty, then the Mayim will punish her immediately. V'mat Omer Zuchus Tola B'Mayim Amarim Midcha Ata Es Amayim B'fnei Kol Anashim Hashosos. And if you're going to say that the zuchus is going to help with the Mayim Amarim, then the whole punishment is a joke, because no one's going to be afraid to drink the Mayim. No one's ever going to admit that they're guilty, and we're never going to be able to prevent the erasing of Hashem's name in the Mayim, because everyone's going to say, oh, I've done this mitzvah, I've done that mitzvah, probably my mitzvahs will protect me, nothing's going to happen to me. Batamotzi Shemra Ala Torah Shashasu, and then all the innocent women who drank the Meisota, everyone's going to be most Shemra on them. They're going to say that, no, they're not really innocent, they're really guilty. The only reason the Mayim didn't do anything is they must have some sort of zechus. Vehinomim, and the women who are in the Azara at the time of the drinking of the Sota, when they see that nothing happens, they're going to say, oh yeah, Tameo saw you, those women are definitely guilty. Elishatol Len Zechus, they must have had some sort of zechus. Deemisa, and if you're right that when there are Edim in the Medina Siyam, the Mayim is not going to be Bodiker, so what does Rabbi Shimon help when he says that Tzuchus is not going to prevent her punishment? Yesh Leidim B'Medina Siyam Nami. We have the same concern if there are Edim B'Medina Siyam, Atamot Shem Ra'al HaTorah Shasu. People are still going to say bad things about innocent women who drink and seem to have been vindicated. Because Vein Omrim, the other women that see that are going to say, ah, Tameos Hayu, they're really guilty. El Sheish Leidim B'Medina Siyam. They must have Edim B'Medina Siyam. So says Gemara, L'Rabbi Shimon Ka'amrit. Why, you're trying to bring a raya from Rabbi Shimon? That's where you bring a raya that Edim that don't know that she's that know that she's tamei are not gonna be ma'akiv the pranos. Rabbi Shimon midizchus lo talia Edim nami lo talu enochinami. Rabbi Shimon would obviously disagree. Rabbi Shimon holds that zuchus doesn't even help her, so certainly Edim or b'medina siyam is also not going to prevent the mayim from doing its job. So the Rav Sheshi has never said it within Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Within Shitas Rabbi Shimon, of course. So the Gemara asks Vaiter on Rav Sheshes. Masiv Rav. Rav asks, you know, it says in the Mishnah, Ve'elu sheminchusei nisrafos, the following sotos, their minchas kanaos, that the husband brings, gets burnt under the mizbeach on the foot of the mizbeach by the Beis Hadashen, and it's not brought on the mizbeach because they're not ro'il the mizbeach, and they also can't be nifta and be turned into chulin. Ha'omeres tameani. One is a woman who says tameani. Vishabo le'edim she tameya. Or witnesses came and said that she's tameya. So da'asu edim emas. When did these witnesses show up? Ile me'makame de tiktush. If it's before the carbon mincha became kadosh in the kli shares, why do you have to burn it? It never had kedush saguf yet. Tepuklu chulin. Let it just become chulin. Be poded for money. Ela labasu de kedush. It must be that we're talking about that the mincha gets burnt when edim show up after the carbon mincha was ready in skadish b'kli shares, where it can no longer become chulin, and you can't bring it on the mizbeach because it's only there to be maskiravon and to be mevara that she sinned. And this woman, that Edom said that she, the either that admitted or that Edom said she was Tamea, we already know her story. We don't need to burn it. Well, Iam Bishlam Mayim Bot Knosa, Alma Bas Mikdash Mikrafi. If you say Mayim will be Bodik a woman if she drinks before the Edom show up, so it sounds like it's Rotwi to be Miskadish in the Kli Sharis and to be brought on the Mizbeach, Vichli Kadosh Meikara, Sharpri Kadosh. And if it's actually put into the Kli, it will become Kadosh. Mishum Hachi, Minchas and Nisrefes. That's why it has to be burnt. But but if you say that when there are Edim anywhere on earth that know that she's Tamea, the water, the Mesota is not going to be Bodek her anyway, to Glayim Milsal Mafrei, the Chi Kadosh Meikara, Betaos Kadosh. So when you put this Kabbalah Mincha in a Kli Sharis, it still shouldn't be Kadosh because it was Betaos. The whole thing was a mistake. Betek L'chulin, therefore it should still be able to be Yotze, to be able to be Yotze L'chulin. So so says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Midiskarta, Kigon Shezinsa Ba'azara. Now the case is, after the mincha was already kadosh in the kli sharis, that's when she had znus, and that's what the edim are coming to testify. The chi kadosh meikara shapir kadosh, so that when it was originally put into a kli sharis, it in fact became kadosh. So we don't have to add a new main point, but maybe let's adjust the one that we said before. The one that we said before was that if there are edim anywhere on earth that know that she was mizana, the mayim is not going to be bodik. So let's adjust that. Let's say that is a machlokas. There is a machlokas whether the mayim will not be bodik when there are edim that exist somewhere that know that she's guilty, and the Gemara tries to prove one way or the other. The Gemara tries to bring many rayas actually against Rav Sheshes, and let's maybe make another main point as well, and that is that Shitas Rabbi Shimon is that neither zchus nor the existence of edim can prevent the mayim from being bodek. Because if it were to prevent the mayim from being bodek, everyone would say terrible things about innocent women. They would assume that an innocent woman who was vindicated by the mayim was not really innocent, and that she just had a zechus, or that she just had edim that were aware of her zechus. So because of that, that's why Rabbi Shimon holds that none of these things prevent the mayim from being bodek. So we're going to stop there, and Beis Hashem will pick up on that Vav HaMibayz at Maskevler of Misharshia next time.